I am Plante on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Diane Brown joins me now, the award-winning director and actor and the artistic director of Ruby Slippers Theatre, joins me now to discuss their latest production. It's a double bill of two English translations of French-Canadian plays, Après Moi and The List. The former is a play by Christian Bégin, six versions of the same story taking place in a motel off the highway. Ms. Brown directs that one, whose translation was commissioned by Ruby Slippers, and The List, which is directed by Jack Patterson, is a play by Jennifer Tremblay, where a woman tells the audience about the death of her neighbor, all the while sitting in her kitchen. I'll get Diane to tell us about these plays, why they're being produced now, why they're important works, and what the playwrights Bégin and Tremblay speak to in their work. I'll get Ms. Brown to reflect on why producing contemporary Quebec work is important for those of us in this part of the world. The show runs the 20th of January through to the 1st of February at Studio 16, 1555 West 7th here in Vancouver. The website for tickets and information is at rubyslippers.ca. Please welcome to the Plante Online program, Diane Brown. Ms. Brown, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
So Ruby Slippers has been around for a long time now. It's over 25 years. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. This is our 26th anniversary year, I guess you could call it. Yeah.
Yeah. And have you all at Ruby Slippers, have you been producing works from Quebec regularly now?
That's right. We started from the very beginning. One of the first shows we ever did was The Queens, and we followed that up with a show that's called The Rehearsal, later titled Playing Bear by Dominique Champagne. And both of these shows were big hits on the fringe circuit and were held over at the Vancouver East Cultural Center. So from the very, very get-go, we have been doing French-Canadian plays in English translation, yep.
See, that's the thing about living in this part of the world. We know that Quebec has a distinct culture of its own, but those of us that perhaps aren't fluent in the other language, the other official language, don't have the opportunity at all to get to see, hear these works coming from emerging playwrights like the two that you're mounting
right
this week.
That's very true. There isn't a lot of French-Canadian work being done in English translation. In fact, I think Ruby Slippers has been a premier producer these many years of these works. And we actually used to have a reading series called Acts of Passion. Mm-hmm. And it was an annual week-long reading series, and we would fly out playwrights and translators, and it would be a mini-festival for a week, and we would do staged readings with quite a few production values involved, and that was a really great thing, and that I think helped disseminate the work. Now we focus on doing productions and commissioning English translations, and we've done many commissions. In fact, we commissioned the Winners by Francois Archambault. We commissioned the English language translation of that. We've also, we had big success with the Leisure Society and Lifesavers. There's been quite a few over the years. Down Dangerous Passes Road by Michel-Marc Bouchard. So it's the full main stage productions now that we're committing to, at least one, if not two, per season.
So Après Moi is something that you all commissioned yourself, right?
We commissioned the English translation, yeah. That's right.
And so what's that process like? Because what one assumes when you say translation, you translate the words. But, I mean, there's something that happens that's a little more intense than that, right?
Oh, yes. It's quite a rich process. First, you need to get a hold of the playwright and agree on a translator, and that's a very, delicate process. And the translator, of course, is fluent in both languages. So it's not just translating words, per se. It's not that literal. It's, mm-hmm. it's that plus translating a cultural innuendo and all kinds of nuances. So the knowledge that a translator needs and the communication skills a translator needs, are crucial. And Liana Brody is excellent, and she has been wonderful and working with us through rehearsals. She's been in many, many rehearsals. And, of course, I'm in dialogue with the playwright as well. So between the three of us, the thing comes to life. But the translator's work is really, really crucial.
And do you find that the playwright themselves, or not just the playwright themselves, but people who've seen the play, say, in French, when they see it in English?
You mean the particular play or in the past?
In the past, that the translation is true to the original piece.
Oh, not only that, but I remember Francois Archambault, when he came to the Winners opening night, came up to me and he said, "You taught me about my play." He was just blown away. And that's really hats off to the production and the translator.
Yeah. So let's talk about these two shows, Après Moi and The List. What are some of the themes that run throughout? And by the way, when it's a double bill, if you buy a ticket for a particular performance, you'll see both plays, is that right?
That's right, you'll see both plays. So you have one, they're both one-act plays, and they're separated by an intermission where people can go out and buy a drink at the bar, and then they come back in. So, you know, it's a full evening. It's about just over 2 hours, mm-hmm. but you get two plays for the price of one, so it's really a great deal.
And so Après Moi has a number of actors that we'll recognize if we go to the theater in this town, a lot of veterans.
Oh, it sure does. We have Scott Bellis, David Bloom, Jennifer Lines, Chirag Naik, who's a pretty newcomer, but he's excellent, Don Petten, and in The List, you know, we have Frantz Perras. So, yeah, we have fantastic, fantastic actors working on this on both of these productions.
What have they told you about these works? Because I'm assuming that this is the first time that they've gotten to work with these two particular plays. What's their experience been like?
The actors' experience?
Yeah.
Oh, I think the actors are loving it because these plays are, like I said, cause these are character-driven works that go emotionally very, very deep. It's really an actor's dream to be playing these kind of complex, layered, very, very believable characters. And the focus of the journey is the play. The focus of the characters' personal journeys is the play. In fact, Après Moi is six versions of the same event, six ways of seeing the same event, and so we get it's told again and again with increasing intimacy, and so it's an extraordinary storytelling convention, completely set up so that we get to know these characters very, very deeply, and I think they're loving it.
And The List, what's that one about?
The List is about a woman whose neighbor has died.
Yeah.
And the lights come up and we have this woman sitting in her kitchen and she's addressing the audience directly. And she goes through how it all happened and wondering is she culpable for the death and really by the end of the monologue, which is incredibly moving and takes you on quite a startling internal journey of this woman. She wonders if she's overlooked an item on her list. It's a riveting tale that challenges the audience to see that the essential and the extraordinary are inextricably entwined. So again, both of these plays are telling small-scale personal stories, but in such an artful way that really opens them up, and we really experience the depths of human emotion and human psychology. And it's very accessible, it's very poetic, And very funny. So far, I haven't mentioned that, but there's a very healthy dose of black humor, particularly in Après Moi. So it's not going to be, it's not a dirge by any means. It's a lovely ride. It's heartbreaking and it's funny and it's all those things.
And these two playwrights, Christian Bégin and Jennifer Tremblay, what do you think they represent in terms of where Quebec theater is today?
Well, both of these writers, they're not emerging writers in terms of Quebec by any means. Mm-hmm. I would say they're probably early to mid-career writers, but they're new to us.
Yeah.
They're new to the West Coast, and definitely, you know, they're not done in English nearly as much as they're done in French. And what they represent, it's part of a new cohort of young or mid-career artists that are mapping small-scale stories that are very, very personal, but in a big way, in a way that has a very big emotional impact on their audience. And I think they're aesthetically and intellectually linked, these two plays anyways, because they're asking the audience, how is one supposed to live or feel or just be authentically in a culture that is attuned more and more to irony and to distance and to alienation? And they really tackle that. How can we get past our increasingly short attention spans, you know, our seeming inability to just sit and listen for 2 hours, in order to make a real connection with each other or with an audience, for that matter? So I feel like these playwrights represent people who are attacking important questions about living in the world today with with linguistic precision and rigorous composition and really unabashed theatricality.
Yeah. It's important for you to mount shows like this.
Oh, it's very important. Oh, it's yes, it's extremely important. And you know, Ruby Slippers not only has this long history and reputation of French-Canadian works in English translation, we also have a history of also producing small-scale, very, very intimate plays that have big impact and that are aesthetically compelling. I could cite recently, you know, A Beautiful View, which toured for 4 years, mm-hmm. And Communion, last year's hit Communion, also by Daniel McIver, funnily enough. So, we this is very important to us. This is our mandate.
Yeah. Well, I've never been to Studio 16. That's on 7th Avenue. What's that like to work in?
Studio 16 is a wonderful venue, and the people who run it are fantastic. And it has this gorgeous restaurant attached to it. If you like French food, I highly recommend it. It's right at Granville and 7th. It seats about 100 people, so it's a perfect size. It's intimate, but it's not too small. And there's lots of parking. Mm-hmm. And it's a really focused, really beautiful space to do this kind of work in. It's really ideal.
Diane, it's been great talking to you today. The Break a Leg, as I say, these two plays sound fascinating, and all the best with this production.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much for this opportunity to talk.
The website for more, rubyslippers.ca. The two plays, Après Moi and The List, run as a double bill the 28th of January through to the 1st of February 2015 at Studio 16 here in Vancouver. Again, visit rubyslippers.ca for tickets and information. Diane Brown, the artistic director of Ruby Slippers, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plata.